Good morning, everyone. This is Mr. Clark with your second episode of AeroSTEM Connection, the official podcast for parents of students and community members of AeroSTEM Academy. Consider this your direct link to the heartbeat of our school community. I'm excited to bring you what's going on this week and to help you just be more successful as we move throughout the year. This is episode 2. We have a lot to cover today. Some important information about school applications, upcoming meetings, and how to stay on top of your students' progress. First, let me talk about the free and reduced meal applications that we do via Meal Manage. You should have received an email link today, this morning, and also there'll be links in the post navigating how to apply for free and reduced meals. Now, in California, everyone gets free food. It's called the Universal Meal Program. But we still need the free and reduced meal application on file for your student as it helps us with funding and grant applications. If you need help with that, please reach out to us and let us know. But there are a couple links on the post on how to walk through that within Meal Manage, either on your phone or on your desktop. These videos are designed to make it as simple as possible, and you can find them both linked on the post. Let's move on to staying informed about your student's academic journey. Today, since we didn't have school yesterday, you'll receive your progress reports for your students via ParentSquare secure documents. If you have any information when you get those, please let us know. And just know that we're still looking through any type of technical glitches. So if something doesn't seem right, it probably isn't. We encourage you to reach out to us. But log in and review them and use it as a talking point to talk with your students. Another topic we just wanted to touch base on is attendance. Attendance is very important. We don't want students missing any days, but students that miss more than 10% of the school year are considered chronically truant, and they have a higher rate of dropout, a lower rate of graduation, and don't do as well in their academics. We need them here every day because we do move fast and we miss them when they're not here. So if you have any questions or need any support around attendance, please reach out to the office and get in touch with us. We're also excited that we're offering a wide range of opportunities in After School Club. The club schedule is online. We have gaming club, coding and robotics club, crocheting, gardening, tutoring, chess, and we're always looking to add more. So you can go online and see our club schedule in the post. The link is posted in this post as well. Remember, once you fill out the After School or ELOP application, that covers all the different clubs for the night. I also want to point out we have a new counseling tab on our website. That tab is there with resources for you as parents and for students to take a look and see what's available. There's information at College and Career Counseling, dual enrollment through UA College, graduation plan for high school, and a homeless children and youth support tab with a lot of great community resources. We just want to support our students academically as well as socially and emotionally. You can find a lot of resources on that tab. If you need any help and you can't navigate or find it, please let us know. But it is a great place to start if your student needs any guidance or just wants to explore what resources we have for them. And finally, two quick announcements. Next week, we have two very important meetings that we want to invite you to on Monday, September 8th, we have our first parent council meeting at 4:30 p.m. That's really important for those parents that want to commit to being involved and giving feedback and information and learning more about the school in depth. There's four of those a year, so it's not a huge time commitment. The meetings last about 45 minutes. If you have any questions, call the front office and ask to speak with Mr. Clark. That's me. And following that meeting, we will have our monthly board of directors meeting held at 5:30 p.m. And once again, that is a public meeting. We encourage anybody that wants to learn more about the school to attend. We do understand that those meetings can be a little intimidating. The parent council meeting is definitely a little less formal, and you will get very similar information. Well, that's it for our second episode of the AeroSTEM Connection. Just a quick recap. Remember to check out the Meal Manage videos and fill out that free and reduced meal application. Find your students' progress reports in ParentSquare, take a look at the club schedule and counseling resources on our webpage, and we hope to see many of you at the Parent Council meeting on September 8th. Thank you for taking the time to find out more about your community here at AeroSTEM and staying connected.